one of our top stories this morning. Hundreds of participants took part yesterday in a two-day high-tech job summit at the University of Montana, which was hosted by Senator Steve Daines and Congressman Greg Gianforte. Gianforte said the thrust of the summit was to display how high-tech business and the resulting jobs are possible in Montana.
One makes a device. It's like an Italian espresso maker, except it sells for $100,000. And when you hit the espresso button, it gives you like 1 degree Kelvin, almost absolute zero. They sell to physicists all over the world. This company has 40 employees, high wages. They're designed and built here in Montana.
Also speaking at the event, Brad Smith, President and Chief Legal Officer for Microsoft Corporation. He addressed the need for broadband connectivity nationwide.
Broadband is critical, and we all appreciate that we live in a country that, to too large a degree, is divided in terms of broadband access. It's divided at a time when I would argue broadband has become a necessity of life.
Attending the event, Helena's Tyrell Suzer Hoy, who is running for the Public Service Commission.
I'm a small business owner, a small consulting firm in Helena, Montana, and I'm currently running for Montana Public Service Commission. I've learned so much today, from renewable energy talks to the current panel that's happening on telecommunications for rural parts of Montana.
The Montana High-Tech Job Summit featured closing remarks yesterday by Senator Steve Daines, followed by High-Tech Careers Networking Session. Just after 10:30 last night, Missoula Rural Fire was called out to a structure fire at 585 Lost Mine Loop. Assistant Chief Brent Christofferson provides these details.
So we responded with a structure response to that location with two engines and aerial and then two water tenders in our command vehicle, our battalion chief. Missoula City Fire also sent an engine and Missoula Emergency Services stood by.
Christofferson said the fire was in the attic, which presented some challenges for firefighters.
It was one of those type of operations that took extensive overhaul because of the different types of insulation up in the attic and the embers that had kind of spread throughout the attic. So it took a little time for firefighters to get all that taken care of.
The family was able to escape the home and is staying with relatives. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. No damage estimate has yet been released. A Montana Indian tribe has voted to oust the tribe's president for reportedly neglecting his duties and violating tribal bylaws. President Jace Kilsback says he plans to stay in office because a tribal court ruled last week that the complaint against him wasn't sworn under oath and it was not specific. An attorney for Northern Cheyenne Tribal Councilman Dana Eaglefeather said he filed an amended complaint last week with a sworn statement and a list of allegations against Kilsback. Kilsback said he didn't have enough time to respond to the amended complaint before the 9-1 vote to oust him last Friday. The Billings Gazette reports Kilsback denied the allegations against him. It's not clear if the Bureau of Indian Affairs would recognize the council's vote. Spokeswoman Nedra Darling did not return phone calls to the Associated Press looking for a comment. Granite County Commissioner Scott Adler is being investigated after locals complain that he used county resources on his own personal property back in early September. During a commissioner's meeting last Tuesday, Adler admitted when questioned by resident Susie Browning that this wasn't the first time that might have happened.
What equipment was used?
A tractor and a mulcher, one water truck.
Is this the first?
Okay.
Is this the first time that you have used a piece of county equipment?
No, I've used stuff over at my shop there and mowing stuff, same as, right there where I have my shop.
A county commissioner said they were testing a miller and said they were sorry. Commissioner Bill Slaughter said there's no excuse.
I'm a big boy. I know right from wrong. There wasn't anything right about this, okay? We're not trying to make excuses and talking about the testing and stuff. That's something we need to do. We're going to do it anyway. We're going to do it again, probably, okay? But where it went is wrong. Got it. Loud and clear, you're not going to get an excuse from me.
Some residents asked for Adler to step down. The Montana Attorney General's office has confirmed the Division of Criminal Investigation was contacted last Thursday and will be looking into that matter. A federal court is recommending dismissal of a civil complaint filed on behalf of more than 24 homeless residents of a northwestern Montana Indian reservation that occurred back in 2013. U.S. Magistrate Judge John Johnston granted Attorney Daniel Flaherty's motion to withdraw September 19th. after he reported being unable to contact the lead plaintiff. Johnston also recommended the case be dismissed in part because the defendants had not been served. A 2014 Bureau of Indian Affairs investigation concluded law enforcement officers with the Fort Peck Indian tribes illegally arrested and detained 29 people to prevent them from panhandling during a rodeo weekend. Court advocate Mary Cleland told the Great Falls Tribune a BIA worker told her the tribe had been admonished not to do it again. There's a reason why Montana prosecutors are not seeking the death penalty, even in extremely gruesome cases involving multiple homicides. County Attorney Kirsten Pabst of Missoula says right now, death penalty charges cannot be used because of a Supreme Court decision in Florida.
Because Florida has sort of a bifurcated system in which the judge makes the final determination about the aggravating circumstances, then it violates the right to a trial by jury. Montana has almost the exact same statutory scheme. Our jury decides guilt or innocence, and then we have to prove after a conviction the aggravating circumstances in order to qualify for the death penalty.
The case Pabst refers to is a 2016 decision entitled Hearst v. Florida, where the Supreme Court voted 8-1 that Florida was giving judges the power that only juries should have.
The United States Supreme Court, in no uncertain terms, said that that is unconstitutional and that it violates a defendant's right to a trial by jury. A true trial by jury, according to the Supreme Court, is when the jury decides each and every fact that leads to the ultimate penalty.
Before the death penalty can be used again, it must be changed legislatively. Judges are making changes after two recent Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rulings said judges must evaluate defendants before they enter courtrooms in handcuffs and other restraints. The Oregonian reports the rulings led to dramatic changes in Oregon and the eight other states bound by the appeals court. Sheriffs, U.S. Marshals, and judges are clamoring to figure out the best way to adapt. Our News Talk time now, 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Mostly sunny skies with our high temperatures right around the 60-degree mark. Increasing clouds tonight. Overnight lows will be in the mid-30s. We do have a chance of showers on Wednesday with our highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for Missoula's KECI 13.